Hello, in this brief video, I'm going to say just a few words about some fundamental issues that confront people who work with e-learning. Namely that for so many years, the major inventions in education has been the textbook and the blackboard or whiteboard. And then nothing much happened in terms of technology. So we need to go back to that foundation and ask ourselves, what's happening now with writing, printing, presenting? And so in this small diagram here, we take a very principled and in a sense, simplistic perspective. But as we will show to you step by step, this is also part of a rather complex issue for people engaged in online learning and teaching. So I call this base expressives. You might find another word that fits more with your tradition, I don't know. But basically, we're talking about oral expression, writing, still images, and live images or video. So when we are talking about the oral expression, like I'm talking now, it might be live, as in the classroom or in a group, or it is recorded, as this is an example of. And suddenly, when we go from live to recorded oral presentation, then the mode changes. And everybody who has tried know that you have to speak in a bit different way when you record what you're saying rather than talking to people who are working with you face to face. So that's one of the things teachers and students need to learn, how to move from live discourse into recorded discourse. When we're talking about writing, we have been used to write on the blackboard or on paper, maybe using a typewriter. But here we look more at how writing is structured, namely as free-form writing, where we can use the pen. But if you deal with a computer, of course, there is some kind of structuration embedded into the system that makes it a bit more controlled how you can write. And the structuration that can also go all the way to a very strict form or formula. So if you approach the writing process in e-learning as if it's totally free form, you will encounter some difficulties. So to find the balance between free form writing and structured writing, that's one of the challenges. And even more so if we have the area we might call context-free writing, namely using mathematical formulas and other formulas that are not so dependent on context, but are sort of carried by its own structure. But I will not go so deeply into that, but be aware that these forms of writing are essential if you want to manage well the electronic space. Still images, that is reasonably simple because people are so used now to using cameras. We have photography, but we've also got drawing. And then again, we meet the free form. You can draw with your hand, or you have the vector drawing, which is a kind of mathematical kind of making pictures. And we can paint with the brush and so on and so forth. And there are different kind of programs that supports that on the computer. And finally, we look at video, both as a movie, where we record as we do now, or animation, where the objects that move around are generated by the computer. So these four expressive formats and forms are something that a good instructor and teacher and student should have some knowledge on in order to make interesting e-learning solutions. Okay, thank you for your attention.